Take your Bibles tonight. This is not the message, but this is what's on my heart right now. Turn to Matthew, please. Matthew, the book of Matthew, chapter number 25. Matthew chapter 25. Jesus is talking in the Olivet Discourse in Matthew 25, and I'm reasonably sure that if you've been around the Bible very long, you've heard this, but it's in my heart to magnify it for just a few moments tonight. When the Son of Man shall come, I'm reading in verse 31, how many believes the Son of Man is coming? How many believes he's coming in glory? He ain't coming like he come the first time. He's not coming a lowly babe in a manger. He's coming in glory. And all the holy angels with him, and he shall sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father. I want to ask you something tonight. How many of you all feel blessed of the Father tonight? Boy, I'm telling you, I don't have to wait on a Thanksgiving season. I don't have to wait on a Christmas season. All I got to do is wake up in the morning, and I know I'm blessed. The Bible said, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared before you from the foundation of the world. For I was a hungry in East Tennessee. We'd say I was hungry, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, they're having a hard time remembering. They said, when saw thee we hungry and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, boy, I tell you, God the Holy Ghost spoke to my heart a while ago while Bob was standing here. Watch this. Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of these, the least of, somebody tell me them next two words. I'm going to tell you something tonight. Better be careful looking down on people. Listen to me tonight. I'm trying to help us. If I understand that right, Brother Gary, Jesus said, that's my brethren that's naked and hungry, in prison, sick. I ran into a man last week over at the VA. Brother Allen was having surgery. And I was sitting there in the waiting room, and where'd Brother Brian go? He's on the other end of the bench. Amen. She did get MAD, didn't she? Amen. Put him on the other end of the bench. Brother Brian, it was Thursday morning, and you were in surgery, or Alan was in surgery, and I just felt the need to get off somewhere and pray. So this man that was in charge of the waiting room, and I'm just telling you this, not that it's important, but he was a black man. He looked like a very fit man. You could tell he probably was a veteran. And I asked him, I said, sir, do y'all have a chapel around here? He said, we do. I said, could you point me to it? He said, I will. I said, you don't have to go. Just tell me where it's at. He said, let's go. He wanted to talk to me. He got me around the corner, And he said this. He said, 18 years ago, I came here. I was homeless. He said, 18 years ago, I did not know Jesus. And he said, I came here, Brother Ralph. That's what he said. He said, I came here. And they took me in. And now he serves. He's got a place to live. He loves God. I took his phone number. I said, Brother, if you're ever in Kingsport, I said, you come by our church and share your testimony with our people. I'm telling you, as Bob stood here, it reminded me of what I've been saying for years. Nobody cares how much you know until they know how much you care. Now, 12 Sundays next year. Surely, 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 y'all can do without me one of them Sundays. Maybe we can, when they figure out how much we care, they'd say, yeah, let that pastor come over here and preach before we eat. Or let that pastor come over here and preach after we eat. Or let that pastor come over here and preach while we eat. I don't care. I just love to have an opportunity to go and tell them what Jesus means to me and what Jesus has done for me. When those people worked out here on the shelter, I've been told by some of them that they'll never forget. I think, Brother Harb, you were there those few minutes. Weren't you there back here in the cafeteria or back here in the fellowship hall when we shared the gospel with those workers that day? I'm going to tell you something right now. I want people to know that we care. And I want them to know why we care. It ain't because we're somebody. Because it's the one that no one ever cared for is like Jesus lives inside of us. That's the reason that we care. I've been praying this afternoon, Brother Rose's brother. His wife is struggling to breathe. She may not be here long. Brother Mitchell may not be here long. I don't know. That's in God's hands. But I'm thinking about Brother Larry, the surgery coming up, the procedure on the 4th of December, praying that God will give him some relief. I'm going to tell you, if we don't bear one another's burdens, you tell me who is going to bear our burdens. Amen. Sister Gladys, the look on her face this morning that she said her back was hurting her. I'm telling you, these people don't complain. Say amen. She's hurting tonight. I'm glad to be a part of the people that care. Listen to the other side of this just a moment. The Bible said, and the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. How many remembers that scripture? Is it Hebrews, Brother John, where it talks about entertaining angels unawares? Is that where it is? Anybody know for sure? Somebody's going to type it in there right quick. Amen. I depend on Brother Steve. Type it in there, Brother Steve. If you put angels unawares, I believe that'll get it. What's the scripture? Is it Hebrews? Hebrews 13:2. Okay. I thought for a minute you said 15. I knew you was in the wrong Bible. Amen. Let's look at Hebrews 13 just a minute. Well, look at the verse in front of that. Let brotherly love continue. How many of y'all know that there are people in the world? I don't want to be guilty of living like this. They'll put on a real good show, so to speak, or a real good front for some. Say amen. Let me word it like this. This will make it real easy for you. They'd be real willing to do something for the preacher's kids that they wouldn't be willing to do for the van children. Now that nails it down, don't it? Say amen. When the preacher's kids probably don't even need it. Say amen. I'm just trying to just show you the mentality Jesus is talking about here. There's pastors. They'll visit where they think people's got money, but go by the places where they think people... Beloved, that's having the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ with respect of persons, and I believe it makes God sick. Amen. I believe the Lord wants us just to treat everybody the same. I'm glad the ground's level at the foot of that old rugged cross. If you get to heaven, you'll get there the same way I'm getting there, by the grace of God, by the blood of the Lord Jesus. The Bible said here, let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have... I never have seen how these two passages go together, but look at this. Thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember them that are in bonds as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity as being yourselves also in the body. What a blessing. Look at verse 41 back over in Matthew 25. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed. You might look at this and think that Jesus is preaching a works gospel. We never have believed that. We never will believe that. But Brother Steve, we do believe that he preaches a gospel that works. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to preach out of Psalm 100 tonight, but let me just go ahead and tell you this. That next verse that says, serve the Lord with gladness. If you look at that word serve, the first mention of it is over there in the book of Genesis, and it talks about tilling the ground. It's work. Serving God is work. Serve the Lord with gladness. The Bible said here, he'll say unto them on his left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. That's the text that makes me wonder, makes me think, that when the Bible said hell hath enlarged herself, that every time a lost man dies without God, it gets a little bigger. And God is saying, I didn't make this for you. I made this for the devil and his angels. Wasn't my will for you to come to this place. The Bible said here, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire. Boy, I'm glad I'm going into everlasting life, not everlasting fire. Prepared for the devil and his angels. He said, for I was hungry and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger and you took me not in. Naked and you clothed me not. Sick and in prison and you visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee a hungry or a thirst or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me. These shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. I hope what I'm about to say is received and received well. But it hadn't been too long ago. That I would have never thought about a young man by the name of Bob Campbell standing behind this pulpit with the compassion in his voice and the burden in his heart. You just have to know my son-in-law. He'd tell you, but God. We've got a long time between now and Christmas and the first of the year. I believe, Brother Steve, it came out in the message this morning, something about looking for a chance to glorify God. I believe that's how it was worded, or an opportunity to glorify God. Could be that somebody a while ago, God already began to finger in your heart, I think I'll go one Sunday. Could be there are others that didn't even think about it. Oh, that's for somebody else. I'll tell you something about the work of God. There's a place in it for every one of us. There's a place in the work of God for every one of us. That doesn't mean that's the place for you. A while ago, Brother Rose opened the service with a song, Why Not Tonight? As I look around tonight, I don't think any of those individuals are here tonight that raised their hand this morning. But I'll tell you this, Brother Rose, God led you to sing that song tonight. Why not tonight? Why not tonight? Wilt thou be saved? Then why not tonight? Wilt thou serve God? Then why not tonight? Someone said, let's see. Yesterday, if I can remember it correctly, said yesterday is a canceled check. Tomorrow is a promissory note. Today is all the cash you have. So spend it wisely. I do know this. This Bible says now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. There's not one person in this building tonight that could promise me you'll be here at Christmas time. There's not one person in this building tonight that could promise me you'll be back for prayer meeting Wednesday night. I sure want to be. I like it around here. The heart gets heavy at times. Yes, it does. But I like it around God's people. Amen. Not one person can promise me that you'll be here. But I can promise you this, I'll be somewhere, and you'll be somewhere. Every one of us will be somewhere forever. Think about that. There was a time, Brother Ralph, when I was not, but there never will be a time when I will cease to be. I honestly believe that if you're looking at the economy of God, there was never a time when I was not. The Lamb was slain before the foundation of the world. I've minded God tonight. I got notes, I've studied, I've prepared. But I've minded God tonight. I found out a long time ago, Brother John, it's better just to mind God. I believe we ought to study. Brother Brian teaches, you men that preach, I believe we ought to study. I believe we ought to prepare. But I believe if we box him out, we've made a bad mistake. Say amen. Let's bow for prayer. Father, thank you tonight for our precious people. Thank you tonight, Lord, for a piece of pizza. Lord, it might just be a piece of pizza, a cracker, a can of soup. that would soften someone's heart a little bit. Prepare the way. That's what John said, Lord, he come to do was to prepare the way. He knew you were coming. God, I pray tonight that this pastor, this people, we would ever live our lives, Lord, preparing the way. Lord, I thought about when it said serve the Lord with gladness, I thought about the field. It needs to be plowed. It doesn't do a lot of good, Lord, to plant if the soil's not prepared. I thank you, Lord, for plowing in our hearts tonight. Lord, those men over there that Brother Wayne and others go to see every week. Many people, Lord, have forgotten them. One thing for sure, Lord, you haven't forgotten them. I just pray, Father, that you'd keep your hand on every aspect, Lord, of the ministry. Lord, we bring the children in, try to minister to them and teach them the Word of God. We know, dear Lord, that if the world gets a hold of them, Lord, many of them will end up in prison. They'll end up with their lives ruined and wrecked. Help us to do our best, our Father, while we got them, while their little hearts are teachable, moldable. Help us, Lord, invest in them. Dear Father, I pray tonight, should you be speaking, Lord, to one heart, I pray those words would ring. Why not tonight? Lord, I remember, I won't get it exactly right, but Lord, over there with Elijah, I believe it was Elijah, there was the earthquake and there was the fire. But Lord, you showed up in that still small voice. I pray, dear God, tonight, speak to our hearts. Help us to be looking for opportunities, for just a chance to glorify God in these days. Our heads are bowed tonight, our eyes are closed.